You are listening to the Hiking Radio Network, where we talk the walk with shows by hikers about hikers for everybody.
I'm wondering if you'd go wandering with me through the wilderness and woods to where the winds are blowing free through the darkness of the night, heading toward the morning.
Welcome to the Jester Section Hiker Podcast, with the spotlight on section hikers.
And I'll spread the word, and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops and get the gang to come. And we'll leave the streets and these neighborhoods, head over the river and through the woods.
All right, you guys, first and foremost, Happy New Year and happy 2023, and welcome back to the Jester Section Hiker Podcast. I'm excited to be here with you in what I am calling this pre-season opener, and we've already got some chatter in the comments over on YouTube in the chat. And first and foremost, thank you for everybody who is joining us live over on YouTube. If you are listening to the audio version, surprise, we are now going live on YouTube. So in the future, you're going to have an audio version and a video version of the Jester Section Hiker Podcast. And I was thinking about this yesterday, contemplating whether or not I wanted to go live. And the way I'm looking at this episode is, as an educator, there's always that first day of school where you're going over the syllabus, you're setting the expectations for either the semester or for the year. So I thought, hey, why don't I jump on and do a preseason opener and kind of set the expectations for what's going to happen for the Jester Section Hiker Podcast in 2023. So that is what we are here to do. And you guys, I actually have an agenda. There we go. So I want to make sure I go over everything. And some of you have already joined us live. I have already recorded two episodes, and those are going to be releasing coming up in the next couple of weeks. But I want to start off with why I decided to go with a season instead of just continuing releasing an episode on every Saturday. And seasons, especially starting off in January, will allow me to kick off the year. And this year, we're kicking off with a theme. The season, or the theme of the Jester Section Hiker Podcast, is going to be the positive impact season. And what you can expect from that is, yes, we are going to continue to feature section hikers who are out hiking various long distance trails on the show. I'm also going to be featuring individuals that inspire me and that I enjoy listening to, or also enjoy watching their YouTube content. Plan on having some of those individuals on the show. And I also plan on trying to do more solo episodes like these, where maybe there's a particular topic or theme or something that I want to go over. So going forward, the Jester Section Hiker Podcast is going to continue. It is going to be theme-based this year, 2023, the positive impact season. And there is new artwork. And I want to make sure I can point, if you guys are watching the live version, there is new artwork for the show. Really proud of that artwork. I've had the same artwork for 3 years, so I wanted to switch things up, give everything a new flair. So if you go to your podcast apps right now on your phone, whether that is Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Overcast, wherever you listen to the Jester Section Hiker Show, you will see all of that new artwork there. And there is going to be a new schedule. I am going to release 2 episodes a month unless I happened to hop on for a bonus episode. So you're going to have this release live right now on YouTube, and then later on today, there will be an audio version. But the season officially kicks off this next Saturday, January the 7th, with our first episode, and there will be two episodes a month, the first Saturday and the third Saturday of the month. So I've decided to go to two episodes a month to give you guys better quality content and add the video version of the show. So new artwork, new schedule. Now let's go over this live thing. So part of my decision to go live is merely YouTube. So YouTube is the second most used search engine besides Google. So it makes sense to have the podcast on YouTube. I have always loaded the podcast on YouTube, but it's only been the audio version. And let's get real, no one really wants to watch an audio version of the show. You want to see your host, you want to see your guest. And another reason I wanted to go live on YouTube is it gives me more interaction with you guys, because as a podcast host, I really don't have interaction with my listeners unless you send me an email or we interact on social media. So I am hoping as we go that we build the interaction. You guys share that the Jester Section Hiker podcast is now going live on YouTube, and that there will be two ways you can hear and see the show. So with that being said, let's get into this positive impact theme. And part of this theme is I am going to be going and doing some work with Responsible Stewardship and the founder and CEO of Responsible Stewardship, Mr. Benny Braden. I'm not going to unveil everything, but Benny is going to be on the official show opener next week that releases. But I am going to be participating in some cleanups with Responsible Stewardship to help take care of our public lands and do my part. And I think it's only the right thing to do to share something like this on the show and to share that we all need to do our part to maintain our public lands and utilize this platform to do that. And I've got some dates for you guys. And not only am I going to be there, but I think Austin is in the chat. Austin is going to be there as well. And we have committed to, we are going to be April 22nd in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. We are going to be participating in the Earth Day cleanup with Responsible Stewardship and Save Our Smokies. So put that on your calendar, April 22nd. And then June 9 through 11, we are going to be participating in a Responsible Stewardship campout. And that campout is going to be in Eastern Tennessee, on the Eastern Tennessee, Western North Carolina border. And it's a two-day weekend where we're going to help clean up some public lands in that area. And I hope you guys can join us. And then in October, the show is going to participate in what's called the Erase the Trace Challenge. And all of that information is over on responsiblestewardship.org. And I see Kevin S. is in the chat. Yes, Kevin, that is Benny Braden, also known as Plug It In. So, got a lot going on as far as the podcast, participating in some public lands cleanups with Responsible Stewardship. And then I also wanted to come on and give you guys an update on my foot surgery, because we left off the episode. I believe that episode came out Saturday, October the 15th. By the time that episode came out, I had already had my foot surgery. I had my surgery on October 11th, and I'll make a long story short. I had a tendon repaired in my foot. It's called the peroneal tendon, and I had basically golf ball size scar tissue in my right foot where that tendon attaches at the fifth metatarsal. I know everybody on here is like, TMI, Jester, too much information. And I had a split in that tendon about 4 inches long, and it has been repaired. The scar tissue has been removed, and we are on our way. I know, pleasant fiction, yes, definitely an ouch. So after I had that surgery, I was basically in a cast for a month. I could not put any weight on my foot. So from October 11th until about a week or so before Thanksgiving, I was in a cast. And then I was able to walk in what they call a cam boot, or I call it a boot, for about 4 or 5 weeks. And it's just been the last couple weeks that I have actually been walking on my foot. And it is a process. So I'm going to physical therapy twice a week, and every day I can tell it's getting a little bit stronger. And so that's where we are. And going forward in 2023, typically this is the time of year where everybody announces their hiking goals and what section hikes we're going to be going on and what we're going to be doing. And for this year, surprise, I have no hikes planned. So, and what I mean by that is I am going to follow what my foot tells me to do. So as I progressively get stronger, my main goal is just to be able to go over to my local nature preserve and hike 3 miles, work myself up to hiking, 3 to 5 miles again, and just really being able to get out and enjoy the trails. And fingers crossed, I am hoping by the time the school is out this summer, I'll be able to get on some trails. And I'll tell you guys a little secret. I am really, really, I know my dad is on here and he's going to be in shock when I say this. I am really, really missing the Appalachian Trail. So I foresee myself building my foot up to where I can get out on the trails, and I'm going to go hike on the AT somewhere this summer where the terrain's not that bad, where I can just get out and see those white blazes, get some fresh air, and just enjoy myself again. So that's kind of really where I'm at. Now, that is all subject to change. If April, May comes around and I'm feeling awesome, who knows what's going to happen. But as we start the year, that is kind of where I'm at. So while we're at it, I wanted to recognize a couple people who are in the chat. Boots on the Trail, great to see you. Wanted to let you know I have received your emails, and yes, we are going to have a conversation. Alpha Gal or Crisicone, good morning. Happy New Year to you. Pleasant Fiction, good morning. We got Stella, Kevin S., really appreciate you joining us. My partner in crime, which I'm getting ready to tell you guys a new venture that I'm working on, Austin over at Side Trail Adventures is in the chat. And you guys, my dad, Jester Sr., is in the chat. So you guys give a big thumbs up for my dad, because he is recovering from surgery himself. And normally I know 100% dad, you would be at church this morning, but I know you're watching because you're still recovering at home. So everybody give my dad a big thumbs up and prayers that his recovery for his surgery goes as planned as well. So with all of that update, we've covered what's going on in the podcast. We've covered what's going on with my foot surgery. We've covered my 2023 hiking goals. Don't really have anything right now. But I also wanted to tell you guys about, this is where the educator in me is going to come in. It's like I'm going to show you guys a PowerPoint. So a couple weeks ago, it may be 2 or 3 weeks ago, the Hiking Radio Network, which the Jester Section Hiker Podcast is part of the Hiking Radio Network of shows, launched a Trading Post merch website where, yes, you can get merchandise from all of our shows on the Hiking Radio Network. And if all goes to plan, my next screen I'm getting ready to show you, you guys should be able to see this website. And of course, I have pulled up the Jester Section Hiker sweatshirt that is available for sale. But you guys, I'm going to go ahead and pull over where you can see. I'm just going to type in Hiking Radio Network. And okay, that didn't work. All right, well, maybe let me pull back up. See, this is what happens when you go live. Things aren't perfect. All right, we'll just pull up Jester Section Hiker. But all of our shows, we have hoodies, we have mugs available. There are also Hiking Radio Network mugs. And look at these beautiful models. I don't know who these models are, but apparently Steve found these models somewhere that are showcasing our merchandise. And there is the Jester Section Hiker hoodie. If you are interested, I love the gray. It looks fabulous. You can find all of this information over at hrntradingpost.com. hrntradingpost.com. And for some reason, I had this all pulled up, and it has just decided not to work this morning. I wanted to show you guys. I know, isn't that a great hoodie, Pleasant Fiction? There are Hiking Radio Network mugs on here as well. If you just go over hrntradingpost.com, you will see all of our shows, merchandise. We have t-shirts, we have hoodies, we have mugs. And all for sale, and it all goes to help keep all of our podcasts afloat over at the Hiking Radio Network. I think there are now 6 live shows that either release every week or every other week. So go over and give that a look. And Paul, I see the hammock hangers you're on here. Your hoodie and mug and t-shirt are on there as well. All right, you guys, so as a teacher, I have to recap. So we've gone over what you can expect for the 2023 season of the Jester Section Hiker podcast. We've gone over what's going on with my foot. We have gone over the Hiking Radio Network trading post where you can help support the shows. You can get hoodies, you can get mugs, you can get t-shirts, and sport your favorite podcast, preferably the Jester Section Hiker podcast, and support our shows and the Hiking Radio Network. And the last thing I wanted to go over, because I know all of you on this call are probably itching to get out on your New Year's Day first day hikes or whatever program you're going to follow for the year and kick off what you are doing as far as 2023. Yeah, put in the chat, what do you got going on for 2023? What are your goals? What are your plans? What are you thinking about doing? And maybe we'll take a look at the end here of the show and see what everybody's doing. But the last thing that I want to go over is Austin, I hope you are still on here. It is a big day for Austin and I as we are launching our media company, Alternate Route Media. You can find us primarily on YouTube. You can find us over on Instagram, and you can find us on Facebook. YouTube, we are Alternate Route Media. Facebook, we are Alternate Route Media, and Instagram, surprise, Alternate Route Media. And right now over on YouTube, there is a launch and re-release of a couple different videos. There is an initial launch of Alternate Route Media, a video that Austin and I made a couple days ago about who we are as Alternate Route Media, what we're doing, and what you can expect from the company. And then there are a couple re-releases. The first interview that Austin and I did together with another individual, we interviewed Dan Durston of Durston Gear, and we put that interview over on Alternate Route Media, and we put our trailer for I Am the MST over on Alternate Route Media, because that is or was the beginning of our work together in creating our first film. And so we wanted to release those two items on there, and we wanted to give you a fresh video on what we had going on. So all of that is available over at Alternate Route Media on YouTube, social media. You can find all of it. But I wanted to give you a couple important dates. So first of all, next week, January 7th, when this episode releases, Austin joins me and we have Benny Braided, and Austin spills the beans on everything we got going on Alternate Route Media. And then Benny talks further about responsible stewardship and some things we have going on with that. But this Thursday, January 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, over on Alternate Route Media YouTube channel, Austin and I are going to be featuring our full-length premiere film of I Am the MST. And for those of you that have been listening to the podcast and remember that we did a four-part series back in September celebrating the MST month, we released it four individual episodes. And now Austin has done some amazing work, you guys. He has put all four of those episodes together and created our first full feature film that no one has seen. And all of that is going to be premiered this coming Thursday, January 5th at 8 p.m. Austin and I will be in the chat as you all are watching the premiere. And we are really, really looking forward to it. And the last thing that I will plug is that Thursday, January 26th, Austin and I are launching Alternate Route Podcast, which will be part of and produced by Alternate Route Media. And that is specifically going to be a live show where we have an hour-long program where we're going to have on a guest, and our pilot show that is going to release or open up on the 26th will be me and Austin, and there's a big surprise, you guys. We have been working very, very hard. I don't know if I want to call it a collaborator. I don't know what I'll call it. You'll have to join us on January 26th. Because not only are Austin and I going to be on there, but we are going to be featuring a company that is going to be working with us the entire year of 2023. That's probably the best way for me to say it. So exciting stuff going on. I didn't want this episode to last longer than 20 to 25 minutes. And I see here that I have already gone over my 20-minute threshold, but I'm going to check the chat here and see if there is anything I need to do or say. Oh, I see that Austin has put in our link over on YouTube to Alternate Route Media and our hashtag, Create Your Alternate Bill. Yes, it has an amazing ring to it. Oh, and I see everybody keeps putting in their no hikes planned. Hey, you know what? There is something to no hikes planned. Boots on the Trail says he was digging the mugs over on the HRN trading post. So, Boots on the Trail, that means you need to buy a mug. All right, you guys, Happy New Year. Really looking forward to what we have in store in 2023, not only on the Jester Section Hiker podcast, but officially over on Alternate Route Media. And you guys, it's going to be a great year. And hashtag no hikes planned. All right, you guys, really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Be safe out there. And happy section hiking.
I'm wondering if you'd go wandering with me through the wilderness and woods to where the winds are blowing free, through the darkness of the night, heading toward the morning light. I wonder wander.
spread the word and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops and get the gang to come. And we'll leave the streets and these neighborhoods, head over the river. If I go wandering with you, what kind of trouble we'll get ourselves into? Would it be wrong to tag along with a band of vagabonds? You wonder if I'd wander with you. So I'll spread the word and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops and get the gang to come. Neighborhoods, head over the river and through the woods. I'm wondering if you'd come wandering my way. If you ever get lost or if the trail leads you astray, the music of the pack can always bring you back. I wonder, can we wander away? And I'll spread the word and you beat the drum. Round up the troops, get the gang to come. And we'll leave the streets and these neighborhoods, head over the river.